This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
What if the reason your Google ads aren't converting has absolutely nothing to do with your budget?
Right.
Like, what if you are bleeding money every single month simply because you're listing features instead of telling a story?
Yeah. I mean, it forces a complete reevaluation of everything we think we know about digital marketing. You can have the most optimized bidding strategy in the world, but, you know, if the underlying psychology of your ad copy is fundamentally broken for the modern internet,
you're just wasting money.
Exactly. You are essentially just setting fire to your acquisition budget.
So today we are decoding how to stop that bleeding. Our mission for this deep dive is to figure out how you can actually capture high intent buyers in this hyper competitive, incredibly noisy landscape of 2026.
It's a tough landscape out there.
It really is. And to guide us through this, we are pulling from a fascinating piece of research from Double Dome Digital Marketing. It was written by their PPC specialist, Clark Mago, and it's titled Story-Driven Ad Copy: Boost Google Ads ROI.
It's a great read.
Yeah, and the hook here is really this core concept of shifting from those generic features to a 90-character story. And well, here's where it gets really interesting.
The premise of this guide is critical because it forces us to look at the environmental context of search in 2026.
The reality of the internet today.
Right. We are living in a post-conversational AI world. If we look at how users actually behave now, engines like ChatGPT and Google Gemini, they're answering basic queries natively.
Yeah.
It's like, if I want to know the definition of a marketing term, or I want a simple list of top software tools, I don't click through 10 different websites anymore.
No, of course not. You just get the answer.
Exactly. The AI simply synthesizes the answer right there on the screen.
Which means the casual top of funnel search traffic, you know, the people just browsing around trying to educate themselves, the traffic has practically vanished from traditional search engine results pages.
Completely vanished.
Yeah.
And because that casual traffic is gone, the only people left clicking on traditional search ads are either highly motivated, late stage buyers, or bots.
Ugh, the bot.
Right, so renting visibility on those search networks
mm-hmm.
has become tighter and more expensive than ever. Yet, if you look at the actual inventory of ads that companies are running in this cutthroat environment,
it's all the same.
It is. Yeah. Everyone is deploying identical generic messages. They all say things like top-rated B2B agency, or fast, affordable service, or reliable growth solutions.
It makes you think of walking down a busy city street in a tourist district. Every single diner on the block has a glowing neon sign in the window claiming to have the world's best coffee.
Yes.
By the time you pass the fourth or fifth sign, the human brain just filters it out as background noise.
Like, yeah.
They all cancel each other out.
That's a perfect analogy.
But hold on, let me push back on this for a second.
Sure.
If I am paying premium rates for 90 characters of text in a Google ad, I want people to know I have the best facility management in the city, or, you know, the fastest software. Are you saying I shouldn't tell them I'm the best? Why is listing your benefits suddenly a bad thing?
Well, because the modern buyer's brain is hyper-calibrated to ignore unsubstantiated claims. When you run generic benefit copy, like we are the best, you're assuming the buyer trusts you.
Right.
And they don't. The source outlines the fallout from these generic ads in a really profound way. When you run that call of copy, you might get clicks, but those clicks are largely from non-buyers, tire kickers, and, as we said, automated bots scraping the web.
Just burning through the budget.
Exactly. And this leads to a massive structural issue that the author calls an attribution nightmare.
Put us in the shoes of a business dealing with that nightmare right now. Like, what does that actually look like on a Tuesday morning?
Oh, it looks like a chief marketing officer sitting in a board meeting just sweating.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You spent $20,000 last month on Google Ads. The agency hands you a shiny PDF report showing 5,000 clicks and a massive number of impressions.
Which looks great on paper.
It looks like a huge amount of activity. But when the CEO looks at the CRM, there are zero closed deals. The source has a fantastic quote to describe this exact moment.
Oh, what is it?
It says, attribution can sometimes feel like a marketing game of Clue. Everyone has a theory, nobody is completely sure, and somehow Google Ads is always in the room.
Colonel Mustard in the library with the Google ad.
Exactly.
That is such a painful reality for so many businesses. You are trapped in this vanity reporting standard. You're paying for the illusion of momentum, but you have no actual proof that your ad spend is generating gross profit.
Right. And the goal in 2026 cannot be to get more random traffic.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to focus entirely on paying customers.
Which requires a dashboard that proves it.
Yes, a dashboard that proves, without a shadow of a doubt, I spent X dollars and our systems returned Y dollars.
Hmm.
And to attract that specific type of high intent buyer, the source argues we have to completely abandon the feature list.
We have to adopt what they call story-driven ad copy.
Precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's figure out how to actually write one of these. Because the source breaks this framework down into three core components, right?
It does. It is a highly compressed narrative arc designed to create instant psychological recognition.
Okay.
Component number one is the relatable reality. This is the problem. You have to state the exact frustrating operational situation the buyer is dealing with in that very moment.
Hit them where it hurts.
Exactly. Then, component number two is the transformed state. This is the promise. You name the specific desirable business outcome that exists on the other side of their problem.
Got it.
And finally, component number three is the proprietary mechanism. This is the differentiator. You identify the unique system, methodology, or tool your business uses to actually deliver that promised result.
Okay, I am trying to picture this in a real Google search because the physical limitations of these ads are brutal. You only get a few tiny lines of text.
It's very restricted.
Yeah. So how on earth do you compress a legitimate narrative arc, a beginning, middle, and end, into just 90 characters of headline text? Isn't that just a fancy slogan?
Well, if you think of a story in a literary sense, yes, it seems impossible. But the source clarifies that we aren't writing a novel here. We are creating a psychological mirror.
A mirror. Okay, explain that.
The mechanism at play here is cognitive ease. When a busy executive reads an ad that articulates their exact operational friction, you know, the exact headache keeping them up at night, it creates this subconscious reaction of, oh, this person understands my world.
This scene.
Exactly. That emotional recognition drives significantly higher click-through rates than a generic list of features ever could. Because it bypasses the skeptical part of the brain that ignores generic marketing speak.
It's easier to talk about compressing empathy in theory, but I want to see how this human mechanism stops the scroll in reality.
I'll look at the examples.
Yeah, the source provides five specific B2B industry examples of this framework operating in the wild. Let's dissect a few of these, maybe starting with B2B marketing systems. What does the legacy ad usually look like versus what it should look like?
So a typical legacy ad in the marketing space reads, top lead generation agency, increase your ROI, call us today.
Wow, so it's completely hollow. A generic boast, a vague promise, and a basic call to action.
Contrast that with the story-driven version from the text, which reads, tired of paying for bot clicks? Turn web traffic into CRM deals, full funnel OCI.
Oh, that's entirely different. Let's break down why that works on a human level. Tired of paying for bot clicks is the relatable reality.
Right.
That is targeting the exact pain point we just talked about, the CMO sweating in the board meeting over wasted budget.
It establishes immediate credibility because it names the elephant in the room. Then it moves to the transform state, turn web traffic into CRM deals.
Not just ROI.
Exactly. It doesn't promise a vague ROI. It promises verifiable revenue inside the client's CRM. But the real magic is the third component, right? The proprietary mechanism, full funnel OCI.
That mechanism is so crucial. If you just say, we get you CRM deals, it sounds like another empty promise.
Just more noise.
Yeah, but by introducing a specific technical mechanism, even if the buyer doesn't fully understand what full funnel OCI means, yet it makes the promise believable. It signals that you aren't just trying hard, you know, you have a system. Let's look at how this plays out in commercial real estate.
Okay, so the legacy copy you see everywhere is, best facility management, affordable and professional, contact us.
Which is completely invisible to a decision maker.
It really is. The story-driven ad shifts the narrative entirely to fix vendor delay headaches, 100% on-time property ops, our 24/7 smart portal.
Think about the psychology of the facility manager reading that. Why are they searching for a new management company in the first place?
Right. What's their motivation?
It's not because they woke up wanting something affordable and professional. They are searching because they have, like, three broken HVAC units, the current vendor won't return their calls, and their tenants are furious.
Exactly.
Fix vendor delay headaches speaks directly to the crisis they are managing right now.
We see the exact same pattern in enterprise IT. The legacy ad says, managed IT services, secure cloud backups, get a free quote.
Snooze.
Right. The story-driven version asks, surprised by outage downtime. Maintained 99.9% uptime scale automated monitoring.
Wow.
It taps directly into the visceral pain of a server crashing in the middle of a workday. And it presents automated monitoring as the shield that will protect them from ever feeling that panic again.
You know, seeing these side by side, the difference in the underlying strategy is massive.
It's night and day.
The legacy ads are entirely ego-driven. They are like a megaphone shouting at a crowd, look at us, we're the best, buy our stuff. But the story ads are entirely customer-driven. They sound like someone leaning in and whispering your exact problem directly into your ear.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And we see this validation through mechanism again in the corporate legal and executive recruitment examples from the source.
Definitely. For corporate legal, instead of generic phrasing like experienced corporate lawyers, the story-driven ad targets a specific fear. Worried about contract leaks. Lock in 100% compliance. Fixed scope legal audit.
There's the mechanism.
Yep. The fixed scope legal audit is the mechanism that proves they have a structured process. And for executive recruitment, instead of fast executive staffing, the copy reads, empty C-suite seats costing ROI. Hire vetted leaders in 30 days. Our AI match system.
See, it quantifies the cost of doing nothing. Empty C-suite seats costing ROI forces the reader to realize that not having a CFO is actively burning cash every single day.
It makes it urgent.
And again, the AI match system gives them a reason to believe you can actually deliver a vetted leader in 30 days. It brilliantly screens out the people who are just casually browsing for entry-level jobs and zeroes in on the executive holding the purse strings.
It is an incredibly effective filter.
But I want to pivot here because creative writing and buyer psychology can only take us so far. We just spent all this time talking about the front end, how to write a headline that gets the right person to click. So what does this all mean for the actual business? How does writing a better headline actually fix the marketing game of Clue we discussed earlier?
The back end stuff.
Yeah, how does a good sentence connect to back end revenue?
This is where the strategy shifts from art to science and where most businesses completely fail.
Okay.
The source provides a fantastic analogy to frame this problem. The author states, many websites collect leads the way a bucket collects water after someone forgot to put the bottom in.
Oh man, that is a brutal visual.
Isn't it?
You are pouring expensive, highly targeted traffic into a bucket and it is all just washing away into the dirt because there's no infrastructure to hold it.
The point the author's making is that narrative copy, no matter how emotionally resonant it is, must be paired with continuous technical management on the back end.
Okay, what does that look like?
Specifically, the source emphasizes the deployment of secure server-side offline conversion tracking, which is commonly referred to as OCI.
We mentioned OCI in one of the B2B ad examples earlier, but let's break down how this actually works. Let's pull the hood up.
Sure.
How does Google know that someone who clicked an ad on a Tuesday is the same person who signs a massive contract 2 months later?
It relies on a piece of tracking architecture called a unique click ID, often a GCL ID in the Google ecosystem.
Okay.
When a user clicks your perfectly written story-driven ad, Google attaches a unique encrypted string of letters and numbers to that specific click. When the user fills out a form on your website, that hidden string of text is passed silently into your CRM, whether that's Salesforce, HubSpot, or whatever you use.
So it's essentially like a digital fingerprint that follows the lead right through the door.
Precisely. Now, here is where the bottom gets put back into the bucket.
All right.
That fingerprint sits dormant in your CRM for weeks or even months while your sales team works the lead. They have meetings, they do demos, they negotiate. Finally, the deal closes for, say, $50,000. The moment you mark that deal as closed one in your CRM, the OCI system pings Google server directly.
Wait, really? It just sends it back.
Yep. It sends that exact encrypted fingerprint back to the ad platform with a message saying, hey, this specific click resulted in $50,000 of actual gross profit.
That is the missing link. It's not just telling Google, hey, someone clicked our ad and filled out a contact form, which, you know, could just be a bot or a student doing research.
Exactly.
It is feeding actual revenue data back into the bidding algorithm.
It replaces all the vanity metrics. It eliminates the game of Clue.
Wow.
For an active CEO or CMO, playing data detective to figure out which ads actually worked is an incredibly inefficient use of strategic time. By pairing story-driven creative with OCI architecture, you outsource that technical overhead to a system that just proves the gross profit margin.
And as we look at the landscape of 2026, there's a massive secondary benefit to adopting this specific structure.
The AI piece.
Yes. The source includes a table called the Performance Metric Blueprint that compares feature-first bidding against story-driven architecture. And it brings up a concept called AI extraction status. Let's explore how conversational AI actually reads these ads.
This might be the most crucial adaptation for businesses moving forward.
Yeah.
We talked about LLMs like ChatGPT and Gemini earlier, right?
Right.
When those models scrape the internet to formulate an answer for a user, they actively ignore generic phrases. If your website just claims you are the best B2B agency, the AI algorithm skips right over it.
Because it has no substance.
Exactly. It has no structural substance to extract.
I picture the AI algorithm like a hyper-efficient librarian. If you walk into a library and an author is just standing there shouting, my book is the best, my book is the best, the librarian just ignores them.
Right.
The librarian is looking for a book that has the specific plot, characters, and themes that the reader actually asked for.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. When you use the structured narrative framework, problem, promise, mechanism, you are handing the librarian exactly what they're looking for.
You're doing the work for them.
Yeah. The AI recognizes the causal relationship between those data points. It sees that you understand a specific operational friction, you offer a quantified solution, and you have a verifiable mechanism.
So it prefers your ad.
The source actually states that these structured narrative ads achieve preferred answer status for AI extraction.
Yeah.
You are literally feeding the language models the exact architecture they need to confidently recommend your business over a competitor who is just listing features.
That is incredible. You are optimizing for human empathy on the front end and machine logic on the back end.
The perfect combo.
It really highlights a striking quote from the source that compares these different marketing timelines. The author writes, SEO is more like planting an orchard than buying groceries. The payoff can be substantial, but nobody gets apples tomorrow.
It's vital for businesses to understand the different time horizons of their digital channels.
Yeah.
Building organic SEO, hoping that AI will eventually recommend your blog post. That is planting the orchard. You have to wait months or years for the roots to take hold and actually bear fruit.
But story-driven ad copy combined with that ironclad OCI tracking on the back end, that acts as the groceries.
Exactly.
It is the immediate customer acquisition engine. It feeds the business today, providing the cash flow and the verified pipeline revenue you need to survive while you wait for the orchard to grow.
If we synthesize the core philosophy from all of this source material, it truly comes down to one unyielding rule. Relevance eliminates waste.
Say that again.
Relevance eliminates waste. By adopting a story-driven framework, you stop paying for bots and casual browsers.
Mm.
By implementing server-side tracking, you stop relying on vanity metrics.
You're filtering them out.
Yeah, you build a closed-loop system that naturally filters out non-buyers and focuses every single dollar of your acquisition budget on high-intent decision-makers.
It is about owning your market by simply being the most relevant, the most empathetic, and the most technically sound option in the auction.
Absolutely.
Which leaves me with a final, slightly provocative thought that builds on everything we've uncovered from this Double Dome guide today.
Oh, I like provocative thoughts.
If conversational AI and search algorithms are starting to heavily prioritize these structured narratives, the problem, the promise, the mechanism to answer user queries, and they are actively ignoring generic lists of features, how long until every piece of professional communication we write needs to follow this exact same format?
Wow. That changes the trajectory of how we communicate entirely.
Think about it. From our internal company emails pitching a new project to our boss, all the way down to the bullet points on our own personal resumes.
Oh, man.
How long until we have to rewrite our entire professional lives as a problem promise mechanism story, just to be seen and understood by the machines that are increasingly curating our reality?
It suggests that the ability to compress empathy and logic into a structured narrative is going to be the single most valuable soft skill a professional can cultivate in the coming decade.
Empathy and structure winning out over whoever can shout the loudest.
I like the sound of that.
We want to thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Our challenge to you as you go about the rest of your day, look closely at the sponsored ads in your own feeds today. Ask yourself, who is genuinely telling you a story that makes you feel understood? And who is just shouting features into the void? You might just see the internet entirely differently.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.